Walking straight to the club. Niggas in the turning, try to see who we are. Getting all the looks and they mad cause they ain't. We out here making moves.
That these weak hoes can't. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Niggas gon' be mad at us. They just gon' be mad at us. Party pop a bottle, roll all the bottle almost gone. So you're living good when you see. And they don't like what you do, so what it means.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to another episode of Honestly
Unbothered.
It's me, your girl, Queen T, and I'm here with no other than...
LG in the house!
And as y'all know, we always in the house, and it is Who Does It Wednesdays.
Yes.
We're gonna kick this Who Does It Wednesdays off with Get the Lace Front
off the top of your eyebrows and pay attention.
Pay attention.
Pay attention.
Yes, and it's entertainment news. So, according to Fox8.com, Fox 8 News, rapper Fatty Wap was sentenced to 6 years in federal prison drug trafficking.
Why is he drug trafficking? Ain't he rich?
He rich, girl. I don't know why he drug trafficking.
Well, because he can make more money, I guess. That's what I don't think I can think of.
His lawyer said that he had gotten into drug trafficking during the pandemic.
He wasn't doing concerts as much, and that's where a lot of artists get most of their money from, is from concerts.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. So apparently he's gonna have to do 5 years because this case has been going on since 2020, I believe. So it's 2023. Yeah, it's been a minute. So he might have to do just only 5 years. He has 6 children, 5 different baby mamas, and his real name is Willie Maxwell.
As long as he can take care of them kids.
The second, or junior. Willie Maxwell Jr.
Willie Maxwell Jr.
Or whatever. Oh, I think it's Willie Maxwell the second, because he has a child.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
he has a junior himself, so he's the second. His son is the third.
No, actually, it doesn't really matter. The course, like, he can be Willie Maxwell the second, but because his son was named after his father, and he would be Willie Mac. It's the complicated things on these.
His son would be Willie Maxwell the third. So his son is
his son should be the third.
That's why his name is Willie Maxwell. Anyways, we ain't got to get off this.
No. I'm saying if he was Willie Maxwell Jr., then his son would be Willie Maxwell the second. Just saying.
Oh, okay.
It's a weird thing that this some royal decrees that went down and named all this stuff, and with the first and second cousin and all that. Well, we ain't getting it. Okay.
Yeah, one of his daughters passed away at the age of 4 years old.
That is sorry. I'm sorry to hear that. Rest
horrible.
In peace, baby boy, baby girl.
Yeah, but he also has a daughter with the superstar from Love and Hip Hop, Masika. She's a former star of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
Oh, I never watched that, but yeah.
Yeah, it's a good show. You should get into it. The reruns are on, I believe. They're streaming now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they are streaming. But
I really watch Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Korean dramas and shits. But go ahead.
But he also was supposedly the father of Electric Sky's daughter.
Wait, what?
He was in a relationship with Alexis
Scott. But aren't they both on the same show?
Yeah, they were on the same show.
Oh, okay.
They had got into it about Fatty Wap.
Mm, about so what?
About him being Masika's baby daddy. And this is what's crazy, because he was in a relationship with Alexis Scott. And then Masika was pregnant. She was pregnant at the time that he was in a relationship with Alexis Scott. Or something like that, or of something of that nature. And so Alexis Sky ended up being...
Oh, God.
Okay,
sorry,
y'all.
Sorry, y'all.
So we're going to have to cut it off. Sorry about the child interruption.
Yes.
So sorry about the child interruption, y'all.
You think he's supposed to be under me 24/7? He's my shadow, but yeah.
Yeah, but we were talking about kids anyways.
Anyway.
So, like I said, Fetty Wap was supposed to be with Alexis Sky from Love and Hip Hop. She wasn't one of the stars. She was only on there for a couple of seasons. She was on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, and I think she was on Atlanta for some other reason. But anyway,
maybe she thought she'd do better there. But yeah,
he was sentenced to 6 years in federal prison for his role in a New York-based drug trafficking scheme, y'all, according to Fox 8.
Okay.
But the story about Alexis Sky and Masika was really crazy because Alexis Sky was supposed to have a daughter by him, too.
Yeah.
He was going to the doctor's appointments. Ooh. He was, you know, he was there, and he was in a relationship with her. So he said he'll always be there for her daughter. But guess what? The daughter turned out, Alexis Sky's daughter.
You are not the father.
He is not that baby pappy, y'all. He is not the pappy.
I'm the pappy.
Yeah, but he said he will always be there for the baby, but he said he can't go above and beyond because it's not his biological child.
Yeah.
So she needs to find her biological baby daddy. I don't know if she did. We're not talking about that today, but maybe we'll talk about that another day. But okay.
Or if she'd ever find it, because, you know, we done seen many more episodes where bitches keep bringing niggas on and they never find the baby father. But anyway.
Yeah.
Next.
And on to entertainment news. Continuing with that story. We're done with it. Chloe Bailey, supposedly, according to The Breakfast Club, was responding to Beyonce not posting her album. No, she wasn't.
And not giving her the support she said. No. Supposedly should be giving her. Maybe she wanted Chloe Bailey to go out there on her own. Maybe she wanted Chloe Bailey to get her own clout without her tagging along on Beyonce's name. But no, that couldn't be the case. But it's too many haters out there.
Yeah, so really, on The Breakfast Club, Chloe was responding to the haters because she was saying the math is not mathing, basically. She still got, you know, sold out shows. Yes. She still, her album is still streaming.
Quite good.
The sales is good. The downloads is good. And she got sold out concerts. So obviously, whoever's telling these stories about her album not doing good, they math.
Yeah.
It's not mathing. Basically, they saying that her album be doing better if Beyonce had posted it.
But
come on now.
But how do they know she want Beyonce to?
It's doing good. It don't matter.
Be on her every move and stick up for her all the time. How do they know Chloe wants that shit? But maybe Chloe wants to strike out on her own. Did they ever think about that shit? Nah.
Beyonce just had
to not be doing nothing. I know the Beehive was incensed about that shit, but go ahead.
So what I have to say about it is, she feel like even if Beyonce didn't post her album, she's doing immaculate.
Yes.
She's doing great. So shut up, haters. Yes. Shut the fuck up
and mind your business.
Drink water and mind your business.
And mind your business.
Cause you say it like younger looking. You know, if you do that, if you just drink water and mind your business.
I need some water. No, I'm just joking.
Nah, we drinking Pinot Grigio today. And I think we got a couple of Modelo's, lime salt Modelo's. They said the new shit is
limón y sal, chelado. Modelo chelado.
They pretty good, y'all.
Lo siento, Modelo chelada.
Try them out if you haven't.
Yes, they're pretty good. And yeah, we're not sponsored for
that. No, we're not sponsored for Modelo's, but
it's just that those limón y sal are so good. So, yeah.
We like it.
Muy sabrosos.
Yes, we lost our one and only sponsor when Spotify bought Anchor. But it's cool. Will Smith he has a new video game that aired on YouTube this past day.
Yeah,
it's called Undone, and to me, it's the trailer of the video game was giving me I Am Legend. It even had the scenes, like the scenery is I Am Legend.
It is, but they probably couldn't use the name.
They're calling it Undone, you know.
But at the same time, remember it was Dawn of the Dead, Dawn of the whatever, and it was a lot of zombie movies that started with Dawn. So Undone actually makes sense.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think it was about undead people.
It's not. I don't know.
I Am Legend was about infected people.
That they were still undead. They were living and they were infected with a disease. They were basically zombies.
I don't see much of a difference. So Undone, Dawn of the Dead, you know. But it gives me the vibe of I Am Legend.
Yeah.
His movie, even the scenery, everything that I saw from the trailer. If you haven't seen the trailer, you can look it up on YouTube. It's the name of the video game is Undone, and it's the new Will Smith video game.
Yes, I have to check that out. I have to check the promo for it.
You're going to have to look it up. It looked real good. If I played video games, I would probably fuck with it.
I do play video games, but I stopped playing video games when my daughter got older.
I don't
want to
be addicted because that shit is addictive. I only play it occasionally with my husband. I don't really get down with video games like that.
No, so. I used to love me some video games.
I don't need nothing else to be addicted
but
to.
But then my daughter got old enough to love video games, and she kept snatching the controller from me, and it just stole all my joy away.
But right now, I'm just trying to be addicted to the success of this goddamn podcast.
True.
Okay?
Hey.
That is what's on my mind. And speaking of radio talk shows, so Jess Hilarious has been on The Breakfast Club for many, many days now.
Yeah.
And yesterday on Tuesday, DJ Envy and Leonard, Charlamagne Tha God, a.k.a. Charlamagne Tha God, they asked her, like, why are you so dressed up at 6 a.m. in the morning?
Because I couldn't do it, bitch. Yeah. Could not.
Well, my stance on this is, y'all need to quit coming to work in t-shirts and shit. Y'all on the radio. Y'all was on the radio. Well, y'all were on the radio. Now y'all on TV.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's time to step y'all game up. To me, I'm looking at the show and they still speaking as if they on the radio. You can catch them in certain segments of the show looking down at their notes and stuff. Mm. Like, you on the show now. You better get your notes together because this is TV. This ain't radio. Y'all still performing this if y'all was on the radio. Like, this is not radio no more. I mean, it still is radio, but y'all on TV. And just,
hey, but remember, everybody can't do a podcast.
Leonard did say that. But to me, everybody can't do TV, so he needs to step his game up because right now he's just giving me radio hosts. Leonard and DJ Emmy. Y'all looking down at y'all notes. Y'all not giving
snitch.
Me enthusiasm when y'all telling y'all stories. Like, Jess, she gives you life because she used to be on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a TV actress. And
although
she's
I do not know
TV
who Jess
Hilarious
is, and I don't watch.
Oh, she comes from
The Breakfast Club.
She comes
sorry
from
about
social
that,
media
y'all.
She started off as a social media.
I
comedian.
Don't watch The Breakfast Club, and I don't know who Jess Hilarious is.
She's been on Wildin' Out forever. Forever.
I don't watch Wildin' Out.
She was one of the ones that was talking bad about Nick when he did the little the show canceled.
Oh, I thought the turban.
I thought the turban would have did it. They all talk about the turban. I got me a turban though, but it was when he did all the little anti-Semitic. Is she Jewish? No, she black, girl.
Oh, okay, whatever.
She black, but she dresses as if she's going on TV every morning. She don't dress like, oh, I'm just coming on the radio. I'm just going to put on t-shirt and hoodies. And they going to say, well, you better get used to putting on TV. No, girl.
That's why I'm putting on t-shirt and hoodie. That's what I'm wearing.
Y'all better get used to being on TV. This is TV. Y'all better understand.
I like t-shirts and hoodies.
Remember our auntie used to say, if you leave in the house, don't leave looking any kind of way because you never know who you can bump
into. And I never listen to Heifer either.
But they on television. They on BET now. You know, they show is syndicated now. Y'all is out there.
You're right.
In the land of television now, y'all have to act like y'all are television stars and not just radio personalities anymore. Because a lot of people on the radio, they think they
star. I'm saying that as in my regular life. I'm saying in my regular life that I don't give a fuck how I go out in the morning. As long as my teeth is brushed most of the time and my hair ain't all over my head and I ain't got no bonnet on, I don't give a fuck what I go out in the morning. I can go out in my pajamas. Fuck you. I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, yeah.
But
I was
of-
just saying, on that note, but if I was on radio every morning, yes, I would be up at 6:30 a.m. dressed the fuck up.
But you on TV, you on BET. You gonna come dressed to impress.
Yes, I'm going to dress the fuck up. Yes, I am.
We out here, we living our life, our best life, and they have all kind of people that come on this show that are successful and like my auntie said, you never know who you gonna run into. You never know who's gonna be a guest on this show that you running into.
Well, they tell them
a so called guest host. But she's a guest host, quote unquote. Jess is a guest host.
That's true.
So, she don't know who she's going to run into on this show. You know, she's still trying to promote her own shit.
Is she single?
And she is single right now. She
okay, I'm just being funny.
Yeah, so, come dressed to impress when you come to work, especially when you're on TV. That's my stance on it. When you come to work...
Girl, you talking about... You used to fucking walk around the kitchen in heels.
I still do, honey.
Dressed all the way up, walking around... Never get dirty. But she walk around her kitchen cooking food, and it's a holiday. She cooking food. She got her heels on. She dressed all nice, her hair done up and stuff.
And then I put on a different outfit after I'm done cooking because my outfit smell like food. I don't want to smell like food. And again, I like to be presentable. Period. And that's just some people. And I think Jess like to be presentable at all times.
And I don't. I mean, and I like I said, DJ I don't. Ambient. But if I was going on TV in the early in the morning, if I was going to be recorded early in the morning, I want them to see my best self.
My best self.
So I'm going to come dressed up at 6:30 in the morning.
And you
even if I don't want to.
You got
to
show up and show out when you on TV, period. Yes. And I feel like they not. DJ Envy and Leonard is not showing up and showing out.
But DJ Envy is a fucking snitch anyway. So.
Oh, yeah. So, also, yesterday on The Breakfast Club, DJ Envy told a story of how he was recorded apologizing to another Love & Hip Hop star named Gunplay. He's on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. Yeah.
Okay.
Because he had mentioned something about Gunplay starting a GoFundMe. And he's supposed to be one of Rick Ross' artists. And him and Rick Ross was going back and forth over this so-called... Both of them have supposed to have
a car show. Supposed to,
a GoFundMe. Because he needed some money. I don't exactly know what the GoFundMe was about. But Gunplay called him and called DJ Envy apologizing. And so... Then DJ Envy says recording somebody is illegal in Florida. It's punishable by 5 years in prison, and it's a felony offense.
Well, only if you say something.
Of course. And then he goes on to say that the prosecutors in that county are calling him, asking him, do he want to prosecute for being illegally recorded? And then, you know, Gunplay posted it on his social. So I would say, that don't sound real. I think... He calling the prosecutor saying he's being a snitch.
Yep.
He's snitching. Come on now. The prosecutors is not watching Gunplay fucking social media to see who he recording.
No, they only do what they think you need to. When somebody brings it to their attention, they don't really just go around.
Right. So if the prosecutors is contacting you, it's because you called them first. DJ Envy. Get that shit out of here. I don't believe it. He got mad that boy caught him apologizing. He's so hard. He kept acting like he was so hard when him and Rick Ross was going back and forth. Because this is supposed to be one of Rick Ross' orders. And he got so irate about him being recorded by Gunplay apologizing that he wanted to tell that he was recorded without his knowledge and it was posted on social media.
Okay.
Come on with that. That nigga is fucking... He's a snitch. He's a snitch.
Snitch, bitch, snitching ass bitch.
Snitch, snitch, bitch, snitching ass bitch. Ah, that nigga was snitching. And so on to Jeremy Meeks.
Jeremy Meeks is...
He's the mugshot hot dude.
Ooh, yeah. Don't know his real name. I just know he's a hot felon. That's all I know him as, hot felon.
Hot mugshot felon. Hot felon, yes. From the mugshot that he got millions and millions of views off of. And so they posted a story about him going from mugshot to millionaire.
Yes.
That ain't what they call it, but that's what I'm calling
it. Yeah, but that sounds perfectly right.
Mm-hmm.
Mugshot's a millionaire. He doing good, though, as far as financially.
Several millions now.
Of course, he has issues in the love department.
Mm-hmm.
Because this bitch had been sitting about him for all them years while he was going in and out of jail, out of prison. Mm-hmm. He left her.
Melissa.
For another bitch that he met.
Melissa Meeks, his longtime wife.
Yes.
He left her after he started making all those millions.
Well, he didn't quite leave her. He's just cheating on her.
He cheated on her with Chloe Green. Chloe Green, the billionaire's daughter.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I remember that. But I believe that Melissa initiated the divorce, but I cannot remember who actually initiated the divorce. It's probably Melissa. I think he was just doing some shit. Who knows? He might not have necessarily been cheating her originally. No, who knows what happened? He could have just been... You know, going out there and making a name for himself by, cause her what's her name again?
Chloe Green.
Chloe Green's daddy was a money nigga, so he could have just been hanging out with her just for.
He's a billionaire.
Yeah, he could have just been hanging out with her for clout. Doesn't mean that he necessarily was messing with her, but you know how that goes. But
no, he definitely cheated. Well, on
okay,
Melissa
so they officially had a baby boy.
Him and Chloe had a baby boy, yes. But he already had a son with Melissa. But Melissa and him have recently, last year, I believe it was...
Wait, what?
Yeah. December of last year, him and Melissa did a reality TV show. And it was called After Happily Ever After, hosted by, you know, the famous Bow Wow. Bow Weezy. Yep, it aired TNT in 2022. Y'all can still catch it on BET Plus. But him and Melissa went on there. It's just the strangest thing.
I don't understand.
So the show is about seven former couples. Oh, girl, get it together, TA.
Wait, what?
Now, seven former celebrity couples. They are all cast to live in the same house.
Okay.
And one of the members of the couple. Or thruples. Some of them was thruples.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes, I have to get into this because one of the thruples that's on there is, I think it's a couple of thruples, but one of the thruples is from Love and Hip Hop.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
though.
Of course. It's Peter Gunn.
Is thruples somebody who they share a man or a woman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's Peter Gunn and his baby mama and his ex-wife all came on the show together.
Okay.
And his ex-wife was the one trying to hook him up. And he was trying to hook up his baby mama with a new mate.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's how that throuple
went. It just sounds
super
messy,
but okay. With Jeremy Meeks, he was on there with Melissa, his ex-wife, mm-hmm. who he's currently best friends with. And they were talking about how his rich... The billionaire baby's mom, Chloe Green,
mm-hmm.
she's not a part of the show, but how they have a great relationship. You know, they do a great co-parenting together, all three of them.
So she basically just fucks him to have a baby. But go ahead.
I don't know.
I mean, like...
I don't know.
Who gonna pass up the beautiful green eyes he had
on
their baby? There's a chance that they gonna have, the baby gonna have beautiful green eyes. And blonde hair, I can see that.
But so,
and tan skin, yeah.
Yes, it was crazy. Sexy. So Melissa tries to fix him up with one of the singles from the show. So they do a single mixer every night on the show. And one of the singles that are chosen get to move into the house with the celebrity couples.
Mm.
And so he actually met somebody on the show, though.
Okay.
And she got to stay in the house for 48 hours. And... Melissa didn't like how she was just focusing all her time on Jeremy and not trying to get to know her.
Was that a requirement?
For Melissa, it was a requirement.
Oh, okay.
Because you have to be able to integrate yourself into their circle. You know, she's already saying they have a circle.
Yeah,
it's her, Chloe, and their two kids, and Jeremy. That's their circle. So if you're going to be involved with Jeremy, you have to be involved with her.
That's
her stance.
I don't think,
and I think that's
it has
that's
to
good
work like
for,
that. But okay,
I mean, a
okay.
Lot of
so
don't believe.
The kids with the new woman, yes, but the old woman, she does not need to be in that relationship.
Well,
but
woman,
I guess
Melissa,
no, the one, yeah, the one they divorced.
I don't agree with that. Now I think
Excuse
that's
me.
Where a lot of problems stem from. Girl, did you just burp?
I've been drinking Che Lala, so.
But to me, the craziness is that she tried to get the girl blocked from dating her ex.
Okay.
So they all get one block. One or two blocks. I forget. You got to watch the show. You can still stream it again. It's on BET Plus. And again, we're not getting paid for talking about this
shit. No, promotions, but it's cool.
These are not we're not sponsored.
It's no problem.
We just saying this is a good show you should catch up on.
Yeah.
And so... To me, the strangeness was he got a chance to choose who his single was going to be at the end. Because Melissa tried to hook him up with somebody else. He wasn't feeling that girl. He could only think about the first girl that he was feeling. You know, they had an immediate connection. Anybody.
Oh, wow.
Stevie Wonder could have saw
connection.
That they had an immediate connection.
And they had an immediate connection, if you get what my drink. I'm sorry.
Okay, because it's 2023. This show aired last year in October. They still talking. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They still together. And they still together. Melissa tried. She said she feared that during the meet and greet of the singles, when he got to choose his mate, that he was going to choose her. And as soon as he seen
Wait,
her.
What?
that he was going to choose the original chick that he went on a date with.
Oh, she already knew. Okay, I thought he was going
to
choose
Melissa
her.
Melissa didn't know that the singles was going to get a chance to choose their own dates.
Oh. Because
previously, it was their exes choosing the dates for them. You got to watch the show.
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm going to say. It was strange, but he ended up choosing the same chick, and they still together. And so, moving on to strange shit, we're going into our strange world.
Yeah.
So you gave me this story, so you want to talk about the squad.
So finally, what she, the military lady who was stationed and came back to her house and found that somebody in Georgia, yes, mm-hmm. and found that somebody was living in her house.
Wasn't it DeKalb County?
I think it was DeKalb County. Mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly.
It was.
She's
a lieutenant.
Because
child.
She went on the news and talked to the news people.
Channel 2 in Georgia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were able to get the police out there, and they used a loophole in that landlord-tenant law and got him evicted from the house. They arrested his ass. Psh, thank you. And she got her house back. But this nigga had so much shit in the house. Guns safe. That was a loophole. It had to do with criminal activity. Dude had a gun safe in the house. He's a felon. He's not supposed to
the
be
involved. The neighbors saw him bringing that gun safe. We talked about that on the last show. The neighbor saw the tenant bringing his gun safe in the house. So even if he had a legal lease, he was in violation of his probation.
Yes, he was.
So that's why he got arrested. She got her place back.
Yes, thank God. Salute to you, madam, and thank you for serving our country.
Yes, thank
really
you for serving
that.
Our country.
Yes.
And we appreciate you. And we glad you got your house back, girl, because that was some bullshit right there.
Straight bullshit. Talk about you got to take a nigga to court and he showed up in your house.
Yeah, and I didn't deal with a lot of slum lords. And I don't necessarily think his lease was fake. And she needed to look into
that
property management company that she assigned to her house before she go into a rant or a tirade that saying that his lease was invalid. Because I really don't think that was the case. All that shit he had moved in her house.
Yeah, I agree. It's not necessarily a fact that he...
But the fact is he was doing illegally having guns there, and he was a felon. It's why he got arrested. And that's period. And she got her house back.
But the police would not have gotten involved if she hadn't went and put her story on Channel 2 News.
True that. Channel 2 got her house back.
Yes, they did.
So they said tonight she's in her house, y'all. Congratulations, Lieutenant.
Yeah, but we don't know yet. I don't know if they're going to do an update on whether she's going to be able to sell her house like she had planned to originally. But hopefully she
will. No, she got to go back into selling her house. Though.
We're going to send prayers to her. And I don't know what he did. There's no telling what he did. The alteration to her house when he moved in quotation marks. But yeah.
Well, I don't know if y'all was dead or under a rock, but I think everybody heard about this passenger, according to Inside Edition, opened up an airplane door in South Korea. Right before the flight was...
So basically he had an anxiety attack, basically.
Yeah, he had an anxiety attack, but he opened up the door during mid-flight.
I thought if you open up the door during mid-flight, everyone's going to get sucked out. But I guess that's just movie shit.
Yeah, so during the flight, according to an update on ABC 7 Chicago, the man felt like he was going to suffocate. And that's why he opened the door. He was having a panic attack.
Yes. That's what I said.
But,
that's what I'm on my main
but
thing.
But now this motherfucker is in South Korea facing Ooh. 10 years in prison for opening up that flight door during his panic attack.
Yeah.
Now, they saying the door shouldn't even been able to be open.
No, that's what I was thinking. Like,
they
how?
Shouldn't. He
but
should not.
But
he
was probably
not.
Strong enough, though.
No, it's he not
was
about strength.
He's going through a panic attack.
But it's not about strength. They said it should be nearly impossible for anybody, even flight attendants, to open this door while the flight is in motion.
Mm.
But he somehow opened it because there had to be a defect.
Somewhere.
There was something defective about that door to where he could get it to open.
Wouldn't be surprised. It depends on the airline company.
That's his legal offense. If you listening, lawyers, he got a legal offense. Because it don't matter. Because he's open that door.
He's going to South Korea, and they don't.
He did play. It in a panic, though. South Korea, I think he gonna get them 10 years. He gonna.
Oh hell yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I feel sorry for the guy and his panic attack. 10 years in prison ain't worth.
Man, it's
like, not. It's not worth it.
And in the United States, he probably would have just got probation.
And doing something in the midst of a panic, maybe they have a law in South Korea that could help him.
We'll hope so. We're gonna. That's all we can do.
We're gonna pray for him. Pray on it. Well, according to CNN, a bus driver in Charlotte, North Carolina, on May 18, 2023 this year.
And it's crazy.
Got into a whole shootout with a passenger while the bus was in motion. This is ridiculous.
I'm still trying to figure out why nobody hit anybody. Mm-hmm. Thank God. That was God. That was number God. That nobody hit anybody. Him. You said he was still driving the bus while this shootout occurred?
Yes. The bus was still in motion. He
was like a Steven Seagal type nigga.
Girl, I said it reminds me of the movie Van Diesel. No, the movie with Sandra Bullock. What was it called? Speed. And they was on the bus.
Yes.
And they was shooting
at people.
The bus couldn't slow down for nothing. But they
love that movie.
Shoot at these people. I was like, he thought he was in the Speed movie. I swear to goodness.
He thought something.
He really
or
did
Or is it
that.
The bus driver or the... So, who initiated the shooting? That's what I want to know.
Was the bus? It had to be the passenger. You know, ain't no damn bus driver going this shit.
Yeah, that's right, because he could lose his job, obviously.
He going to jail. They both probably going to jail.
The fact that the bus driver had a gun on him in the first place.
It's crazy. Because you're not... That's why he going to jail. Why do you have this gun on you, sir? You at work. But maybe if he didn't have a gun on him, he'd probably be dead today. You know how they say get the teacher the guns? Maybe... You know,
I don't think giving a teacher a gun would be a good thing.
He shot
bus drivers, I'm not necessarily thinking they should have guns too.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, I want to see the
y'all kind of dead passengers. All kind of.
Oh, but if the passengers ducked down under the seats when they heard the gunshots, they would be okay. Because that's what they taught me when I was younger. You duck down and you run if you can.
But the footage of the shooting was released by Charlotte Area Transit. Y'all can go view that on CNN, the footage of the
shooting.
I'm going
to.
It was straight crazy. But let's go on to our next segment. And as y'all know. The motherfuckers be lying. Talking shit. Hell yeah. You say that you gonna do the right thing. Now, white people getting box braids or individuals. Question of the day. Are they lying saying that it's not cultural appropriation? Or is it cultural appropriation?
Well,
when white people get...
For one, I'm gonna say imitation...
Box braids or individuals.
Imitation is a form of flattery, but also... Individual braids is not specific to the black community. I'm sorry. I love my black community.
I'm not sorry. I'm going to say braids have been worn by many cultures all over the years. We made it into an art form. We made hair into an art form. Black people made hair
their
into
hair,
an art
actually,
form.
Actually, yes.
But
we can't get mad at people.
We can't get mad at people for wearing box braids or individual. If y'all disagree with us.
Well, unless... The motherfuckers are saying, well, at least I can do it with my real hair. I can get box braids with my real hair. Now, that's a different type of story, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. They've been doing that?
Yeah, no, it was online. I watched the video.
I can get box braids with my real hair, too.
Yes, I did that shit right there. And I did my own hair, but I put some weave in it.
I think that's bullshit because it's plenty of black women that have long hair, and it's crap. It's like, don't say that.
But I don't think we should jump on every white person or every person that's not black
that
and say,
oh,
you are culturally appropriating our thing, you know, our stuff that we do. You know what I'm saying?
No.
It's not the case. I'm sorry.
It's a form of flattery to me.
Yeah.
You know? They love our hairstyles. They love our hip hop culture. They love our clothing. They love our styles and things of that nature. It's not cultural appropriation. It's just flattery. And then some of them grew up in the hip hop era.
Yes. And that's the thing a lot of black people miss. Some of them grew up in
the hip-hop era. Yes. It's not just
predominantly,
well, it is predominantly black.
It's mostly black.
It's predominantly black.
But it's not just
but
for
it's
us.
Worldwide now. It's worldwide. Yes. It's a cultural phenomenon.
Yes.
So why should we just say that everything that is pertaining to that culture is appropriation?
Yeah, I don't understand it either. But I kind of understand it because they're saying that, okay, these white women or these people that are not black were able to wear these hairstyles with no stigma against it. But we aren't. I never had that problem, obviously, but I know that there are a lot of black women out there that had that problem where they couldn't wear that same hairstyle to work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it was praised in the media. Like Bo Derek, Kim Kardashian, there was a few women who were considered white, who wore those styles, but when we did it, it was a problem. So I can
especially
understand
at our jobs and things of that nature.
Yeah, and I can understand where black women are coming from, but at the same time, I mean, braid backs.
Get mad at the system. Don't get mad at the person.
And that's what I'm saying.
All.
But they want to attack.
They don't
the person.
Want us to be lumped in. They don't want us to be lumped into certain categories and just. Like this, all black people commit crimes.
Yeah.
All black people are poor.
All black women are on welfare.
So
all black women are single moms. I got that one.
Hair is art. It's an enhancement of our body. It's something we do to enhance us. But speaking of hair, so there's a new challenge going around on social media.
Okay.
Yes. And it's the bald head wax challenge. So the last one I seen was of a daughter. She was waxing her dad's head. And it was way too much wax, first of all. Ugh. Like, she coated his whole head in a thick-ass layer. I want to say like an inch thick of wax. Now, you know y'all supposed to use a thin layer. And you do small sections.
Patches.
And she did his whole head and then pulled it off in one whoop-wop.
Wow.
And they all doing it. I think it's for clout.
I mean, I shaved my head bald one time.
Girl, it got to be for clout and fame because every one of them that did it, they pages have went up immensely. They are all getting views. They're all getting clout for waxing their bald heads. And I think
they do everything for clout. They do everything for clout.
Yeah.
They do everything for clout. Go ahead.
Y'all tell me if this bald head wax challenge is not for views. It's for views.
It's for views.
Shits and giggles.
All day long.
But the strange thing is, we still miss Tina Turner. Now, I can't believe she passed away.
Yes.
You know, rest in heaven to Miss Tina.
Yes, I know she went straight to heaven.
Oh, my God. You know she did.
She's a beautiful person inside and out.
Yep, and I meant to play her. I know this. And her life story. They did a couple of Tina movies while she was alive.
You killed Tina on the karaoke the other day.
I'm about to go on this extreme diet, and I'm about to get my six pack back.
She was small, even though
she was thick, slim, thick. I'm about to get my six pack back when I was slim, thick. And I guess people say I'm slim, thick now, but I feel like I'm not. I gotta get it
together. I'm obese, according to doctors. I don't feel obese according to doctors, but if they say I'm obese,
girl,
whatever the fuck.
Bye. You is not 300 pounds in this motherfucker.
No.
But anyways.
I'm not, but I'm over 200.
Anyways. I'm supposed to play Tina. I know this in my mind. In my heart.
You too light.
In my soul. What? I'm too light to play Tina?
You're too light.
But what? Angela Dorker than her, and she got to play her. Angela was
about the same color.
No, she ain't white. And Tina is lighter than Angela.
No,
Angela Bassett,
you count her makeup.
She's way lighter than Angela Bassett.
If you count the makeup,
Tina was a red. She was like the color out. You're right.
When
I go get a tan from Vegas or when I came back from Miami.
You're right.
She like the same color. Girl, I'm supposed to play Tina. I don't care. But anyway, we're going to do our feature artist of the day. And as y'all know, it's Wando.
Wando.
And this song is called.
And whenever y'all feel like it, please send us some new songs.
Send us some music, y'all.
For local Indianapolis artists. But we know y'all ain't ready yet. Yeah. It's cool, though. It's cool.
But I want to play this because Tina was smooth. She was a smooth move.
Yes.
And this song is called Let's Smooth Move by Wando. Okay.
Working every day.
What you think you Michael Myers, but you just a flat tire, you ain't gonna do anything. And now for you bitches, I'm in less money. And if that boy want no smoke, you shouldn't have said something. And I got 250 bodies this past year. Both of you be cutting up on the slip, I get stabbed here. And all the guys wanna go for shit, let's get back here. I'll pull up here, drop something. I could be tall, but I don't break bread with him. I'm hungry for murder when the kids pay me. I can take a hell of a shot. I got one of the best picture and cheese moving silence. You might think I'm deaf, nigga. I never heard of you. But if you keep killing my vibe, I'm gonna murder you. Shut up, operate, trick, it gets surgical. Zans on the mouth, you got me walking like a turtle do. When all day burn the moon, I never heard of you. But if you keep killing my vibe, I'm gonna murder you. Shut up, operate, trick, it gets surgical. Zans on the mouth, you got me walking like a turtle do. When all day burn the moon.
Everywhere I go, money in my pants. All these hunnids all over my body, I got blue pants. They stare at my money, put them in a trance. Now they horny all over my body, open up them legs. We stacking, ain't talking no cars, but I got it spread. Money hungry, can't go without money. Money keep you fed. They funny, they stare at my money, plotting on the grid. When niggas to come and try me, they're 40 leaving dead. I'm so proud, who fired in me? I can't even tell. Moving away, all over the city. Like I'm in the mail, what you want? I got what you need. I got clientele, number one. I won't come in second, I can never fail.
My show, my show.
Tricks. See, I ain't never had it. I'm just trying to get it. See, I come from the bottom. Fuck the tricks.
I never heard it.
Keep killing my vibe. I'm murdering. Hey. Yes.
Yes, that
again,
is
that was Wando with Smooth Move. And we're going into our nappy time.
Oh my gosh, so much.
Because if y'all
shit.
Know, if y'all just listening to us, we come from Indianapolis, aka Naptown, aka the Sleepy City. And I'm gonna kick this off with family could be your friend or your foe. You never know. And we're gonna leave it at that. But according to Fox 59,
we know where she's gonna leave it at that.
Okay. According to Fox59.com, our local news station. A family, a Hoosier Hispanic family, was kicked out of Fall Creek Park.
Fall Creek Park? For what the fuck?
For discrimination.
Oh, we were almost kicked out of Fall Creek Park
yes,
one time.
The park ranger had came over to them during their picnic at Fall Creek. They were out there picnicking, you know, with their family. And the park ranger immediately came over to them when they had first gotten there and said,
wow,
you know, don't go really? Over into this area because it's for paid swimmers and things of that nature. And they was like,
really?
Well, yeah. And the dad said, well, you don't have to worry about that. We're not going over there.
Well, at least we almost got kicked out for a dog. Mm-hmm. For a dog not being on a leash.
Yeah. So I guess a few minutes later, the park ranger said, you guys got to go. Y'all got to leave. And they were like, why? You know, they hadn't been over into the non-paid swimming area. I mean, they haven't left the non-paid swimming area. And apparently their kids weren't even swimming. Yeah. But the park ranger said he kicked them out because they were illegally parked, which they weren't. And that they were in this
Eagle Creek or
paid
Fall Creek?
Swimming. This was Eagle Creek.
Okay, Eagle Creek. I was
It was Fall Creek.
That's not Fall Creek is still really polluted, so that's why I was wondering.
No, it was Eagle Creek. You're right. Okay. It's Eagle Creek. So they were at Eagle Creek Park, and the park ranger came over to them when they had first gotten there and said, you know, you guys can't go over there because that's for paid swimming.
Okay.
That's the paid area.
So when did they come? Because we went there that one time. Mm-hmm. We just drove through. We were supposed to leave a donation in the box, but we just went through.
But I believe it was total discrimination. But what it gets me... What gets me is the park ranger came back and said, y'all gotta go. Vamanos.
What?
Yes! And he said, why would this man say vamanos to me? And we're speaking clear English.
Let's go.
We're speaking English to him. We never spoke Spanish to this park ranger. And he came back to them and said, y'all gotta go. Vamanos.
If he said...
No, it's on film. You can go to fox59.com and see the police officer saying, y'all gotta go. Vamanos.
Vamanos, I guess you could use that, but it really means let's go.
Right, but that's what he said to them. He didn't even use it in the right capacity.
Damn.
Well,
you could say it as leave here.
And it was in the right capacity. He was like, y'all gotta go. Vamanos.
But why?
Because they was Hispanic and he wanted them to leave.
Oh.
Why else? What was the other reason?
We didn't get that much trouble when the dog was off the leash. Damn the fuck. We went on a Sunday one time, remember?
Anyways, they have filed a formal complaint. And
okay. The officer.
And no, Fall Creek or Eagle Creek Park put out a statement
saying
that they do not condone discrimination of any kind. You know, everybody is welcome at the park without discrimination. And they have spoken to the park rangers to make sure that this type of thing will never happen again. But they were told that it happened because they were illegally parked.
What the
and
fuck?
And that they supposedly
man,
went
we,
into
like
a
I said,
paid swimming area. We are a paid swimming area.
He just had something against Hispanics. He felt like they came here and took his job. That's one of them issues that some men have, you know.
Okay, but then they came back with another statement. Indy Parks came back with another statement and said that they believed that the family had been in the paid swimming area and that they were parked illegally.
Okay,
and that's why they was put out. It's no evidence to show this, first of all.
Yeah.
The evidence is clearly shown and
they don't really
have
a lot of
tape.
Cameras out there.
It's on tape. No, they taped it. The family taped it. And they want justice. They said they want justice. They said they don't want no fucking apology. Ain't no apology right now. Y'all didn't say vamanos to us. Vamanos? Come on now. Don't do it.
Nose means we, so that's what
I'm
saying.
Nah, I don't like it. I really hate it. I really hate it.
That's wrong.
Say this whole story in Spanish, Gina. Say it in Spanish. These motherfuckers was wrong. They was discriminating. Say they was discriminating against the Hispanic family.
Están mal los rangers del Eagle Creek. No hay ninguna razón que están prohibiendo a la familia hispánica del parque.
Okay, so we do not condone discrimination of any kind.
Man, they always say that shit though.
That's what they said, and they got a statement for IMPD, and IMPD gonna reintegrate. That this family was illegally parked and that they was in a not pay or they was in a pay.
But I will say again,
it was bullshit.
We went to Eagle Creek one Sunday in July and we didn't pay a little box. They had a little box where you're supposed to leave some money. When you pay that shit, we kept going through and we hang out at the park the whole day. Nobody gave us problems until my brother brought his dog and his dog went on a leash. And his dog was interfering with other people's dogs. And that was the only reason why. But, you know, we made our brother leave. And we had a good time other than that. So, I'm not understanding why this Hispanic family was such a problem. And I didn't even know it was
they
a certain
weren't.
Place you could swim.
They weren't. I didn't know it was a paid area for swimming and, you know, boat rides and things of that nature.
Oh, yeah. Because when I was a little kid, I remember that. Okay, now I remember. Yeah,
it was a paid area that you can only swim
but
in.
But the motherfuckers was haters and they was mad. I think somebody that was Hispanic took that nigga, the brother, sister, cousin job, and that's why he had a problem with it. But yeah.
I think it was always trash and they Hoosiers and they shouldn't have been treated that way at one of our parks, period.
Period. I gotta look at that.
Period. They is a Hoosier family, Hispanic or not, they Hoosiers. We all Hoosiers from Indiana. Y'all shouldn't have been treated no differently than the white people that was over there swimming. Yeah. Period. They wasn't in the paid swimming area.
How did they know where the paid?
Because the ranger came over there and told him. And he's like, my kids ain't even getting in the water.
Yeah.
So what are you doing? Like, why are you even coming to us? Why? It was no reason. For the first interaction with the park ranger, it was no reason. So, for the second interaction to happen and he come over there and say vamanos, we're going to say vamanos to him. Mm-hmm. And to that family, you always have haters. And all you got to do is shake the haters off.
Yes, be honestly unbothered.
Yep, but y'all doing the right thing. Y'all get y'all justice, and I hope y'all get it. They filed a formal complaint, and I hope they get the justice.
Yes, I do too.
That they are seeking. Dude needs to go on unpaid leave for at least 2 weeks to think about what he did.
Yes, exactly.
And probably get some counseling on discrimination.
Yeah, but a lot of shit,
I don't care if you racist,
deep in your mind though, and you don't even realize this what is happening.
I don't care if you racist, you can't come to work and do that shit.
No,
that's my thing. Yeah. Don't bring your fucking problems to work. None of us.
There are too many motherfucking all-white towns out here in this fucking country for you to get
You ain't got to live here. Bye.
You don't got to live here, but, you know, we got the most jobs, so. Anyway.
But he a park ranger. He can be a park ranger anywhere. He don't got to live here to be harassing people that he don't get along with.
Okay, but that is
just
not...
Just because of their race. He don't got to live here to be discriminating against people he don't like. He can go live in one of them all-white towns.
But they...
Cracker.
Oh, girl, but no. But no, they still be doing that shit in all-white towns.
I'm not calling all-white people crackers. I'm saying we got the crackers out there, and he's simply a cracker.
There are too many fucking areas for y'all to be tripping on what y'all be
don't want to be around.
Like, why? I never understood that shit. But then I found out that there's not a lot of jobs in a lot of these small all-white towns. There's not a lot of jobs. The rich rule and the poor get fucking picked on by the law or by the rich people. So I kind of understand why they move away. But at the same time, don't bring your prejudices here. Don't bring your prejudice to urban areas. We don't need that shit. Stay your ass. If you really just don't like people of color that much, stay your ass over there. And I don't give a fuck if you can't find a job or whatever. That's on you. That's your life. But yeah.
Because that's what you choose to be.
Exactly.
You choose to be that way.
Yes.
You can educate yourself and become a better person.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't, you need to go where you belong.
Go where you feel like, don't have to deal with people of color.
Like they always tell us, go back to Africa. Go back to the white towns.
Go back to the white towns. Go back to Europe.
They keep telling us, go back to Mexico. Whatever.
Wait, what?
They keep telling the Hispanics, go back to Mexico.
Oh, okay.
And half of them ain't even from Mexico anyway.
No, a lot of them are born here, so it doesn't make no sense for that.
Like this, who's your family? Okay.
Thank you.
That's how it is. Who's your Hispanic family? He said, yes, our language at home is Spanish, but we did not speak to this park ranger in Spanish, so there was no reason for him to say,
no reason.
Nose to us.
No
Mama
reason.
Nose?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Okay. I mean, nose means us. So why would you even say that? So you don't even know what the fuck you talking about. But Bominos is also used to tell people to get away. But I say Bete, but whatever. But yeah, this is fucking crazy.
It was racist
as fuck. And so yeah, let's end the night. And thank you for coming to join another episode of Honestly Unbothered. We are glad. For the few views we get, we wish we would get more. But hey, it comes with time. We understand that. And so yeah. Enjoy this song.
And we're gonna remain honestly unbothered, baby. When you're on a high, someone's gonna try and bring you down.
bitches gonna be mad at us.
There's something you're not doing right.
Bitches.
There's something you're not doing right.
Bitches.
There's something you're not doing right.
Niggas.
There's something you're not doing right. If you ain't got no haters around.